This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Right here as it's my broadcast home to all of these great radio affiliates we talk to across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and we have got your six here on this program. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. And you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different offers we have over there for you. After all it's going to do is save you money. And joining us from California, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You're so much warmer than we are right now out there. I could actually wear a short sleeve shirt and be comfortable in shorts and all that sort of stuff. But it's just miserable over here at the moment. It's now down to 50 degrees. Let's see. I got 50 on both my thermometers. Remember I told you it's a thermometer.
Okay. The thermometer.
That's Deacon Doubleday was the broadcaster's name from the Wirewood shed. And on my thermometer. Okay. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, of course, those words, one nation under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, you got a message there, right, Kyle?
We do, Captain. We got a great message from Fred in Sarasota, and he had a question. He had a question for me, as a matter of fact. He says, ask Kyle, why are all the highways out west called the 101, the 5,
yep,
the 14, with
yep,
the added? But eastern roads, he mentions, are usually just referred to as 175, I-95, I-10, I-81. No the in front of it. Well, Fred, I do think it's probably just really a California culture thing that, in fact, now that you mention it, yeah, everybody I've ever heard, yeah, when we talk about where we're going, it's always take the 5 to the this or take the 22 to the 5 to the 405, and that's just how people out in California talk, I guess.
You know where else that comes from?
Where's that?
Canada, because they say, well, you get on the 401, you take it to the 403, then you take it to the 407, and then you take the 409. I mean, they do that to me, and they go, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in California, though, it's really something to hear people talk about how they got where they're going, and they tell you all the different freeways they took. And it was really funny because Bill Hader, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, picked up on that and created a whole skit called The Californians, where that's all they do. It's incredibly funny.
Okay. Now, I got a message here from Mark in Clearwater. And Mark says, I'm not sure, but maybe Biden's dummy behavior may be an act. It's like sometimes Biden slips into a knowledgeable zone. Well, I don't think it's knowledgeable, Mark, because if you go back and you look at him last year, the year before, the year before, the year before, and go back 10 years, he was sharp as a tack. Not anymore.
No, not anymore. In fact, the times when he kind of slips into some kind of zone, sometimes I think it's like muscle memory. He'll start rattling off some kind of campaign thing from yesterday.
Yeah. And the other way is watch the way he walks. That's a clue to what's going on with him. He's like walking on his toes. Now, I walk with a limp, and I have a cane right now because of the problem I have going on with my left leg. And Biden is like walking on his tippy toes, trying not to trip over his own big feet.
Right. Yeah, I think that's very telling.
Yeah.
And you hit the hit it on the head, Captain. Yeah, just a few years ago, that's a different Joe Biden altogether than what we see today.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, as he said, I think Obama is dictating with several levers between himself and Biden. Well, yep, we've thought that for a long time, Mark, so I'm with you on that one. And he said they probably know exactly what they are doing. Well, Obama knows what he's doing, but I think Biden is just going along for the ride, saying, hey, be quiet, you'll make $1 million.
Well, it certainly brings up the idea of who's calling any of these shots, and we've heard it called the Biden Politburo before as well.
We call it that.
Yeah, well, it's getting harder and harder for people to believe that Biden's sitting there, you know, just running the show every day, you know, with a firm grasp on everything. It's really sad.
He is not.
No, it doesn't seem to be at all. It's just not believable. And the problem is, and this is what we know, I can't imagine what somebody like Vladimir Putin might know, based on the sources that he might have, or other, you know, world leaders of that caliber and so forth. It's not good.
No, it's not. All right, now getting back to what we're talking about here, Russia, according to Senator Tom Cotton now, Russia is likely to invade Ukraine in days, not weeks, days, as Belarus military drills now are serving as cover for what they're doing because they are moving troops around right now. And we'll have to talk about that when we come back because I hear the music coming up in my ears. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, it's all about we the people, and we the people run the show. It's not the other way around, believe me, when I tell you. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All right, thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every day. It works for me. I've been taking it for 7 years. And the reason I take it is because it helps with the swelling, the inflammation, and the pain that I have in my left foot, ankle, and leg. And it's been bothering me quite a bit lately. So I've been using it at least once or twice, where I normally use it just once. And then I take it a second time if I really have to, about 2 hours after I take the first dose. And it really controls what needs to be done so I can walk in comfort and not have to be hurting all the time. But the product itself is all natural. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, it has icarin and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, also the swelling and the pain that you would have. Now, it goes right straight to the source of the pain. That's how it works so well, to lower or eliminate the pain you're in, certainly make it tolerable for you so that you're not hurting as much as you were. Now, you can find out more by going to the website they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. There's no gimmicks, none of that stuff. You don't have to join a club, none of that. Just go over there, order the 3-week quick start, $19.95, at relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. See what it does for you. And then the rest is totally up to you, whether or not you want to keep it going or not. So, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's right.
Now, back to the drawing board. The golden girl of politics is back in the mix. Who would that be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, In this case, it's none other than, brace yourself, folks, Hillary Clinton?
Is she not the silver relic?
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine her as a golden girl.
No. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, she does bleach her hair blonde.
Well, but the connotation would be that somehow she is someone that the Democrats can sort of turn to in the midst of the foundering Biden administration of not only Joe Biden, but of Kamala Harris as well. And to think, Captain, that, you know, she's going to be making an appearance, evidently, here real soon, in New York State, basically the Democrat convention next week, New York State Democrat convention.
She'll kick off her candidacy, maybe.
Maybe, that's right. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, is this really the best the Democrats could possibly hope to come up with? Because if that's the case, then, you know, keep talking, Hillary. keep going out there and doing that. Because, Captain, let's just for a moment think, you know, what if she really did? I don't know if she'll throw her hat in the ring next week, but basically, you know, because of these poll numbers and the fact that Biden's going nowhere, they're desperate at this point. But Hillary would have to come out. She would have to go against what the Biden administration's doing because it's completely messed up, obviously. Then she would have to try to say what she would do. It would be kind of hard not to sound like Donald Trump at that point, of things that would have to be put back. But in order to avoid doing that, they would go back to their messaging idea again. The fact that somehow you're not voting for Democrats because the messaging isn't there, isn't strong enough yet. And I think they'd be making bigger mistakes that way anyway.
Well, if Hillary's the answer to the problems the Democrats have, they're never going to get over them.
Well, no. You know, if anything, and by the way, folks, don't worry, they're not going to listen to our strategy here and take any advice. But honestly, the Democrats, they should probably go much, go to the next generation, basically, and not try to recycle, retread Hillary.
Yeah, where's Cory Booker when you need him?
Right. Well, but Kamala also represents part of that too, but she has failed miserably, and that's bad because, you know, you don't want the Vice President of the United States to be failing miserably because, you know, it's we're one country. We're supposed to be one country. But that being said, she has shown that she's not ready for prime time.
Yeah, she is going to be the Queen of Peace.
The Queen of Peace, right. Well,
that's what Obama. Well, yeah, maybe it is Obama. That's what Biden's doing. He's appointed her to take care of the situation between Russia and Ukraine. The Queen of Peace.
Well, I mean, and she'll do about as good as she did with the border crisis. Because again, it's like an illusion. It's a job appointment. Technically, but it's not, she doesn't really have to do anything, or would she do anything? Because by doing something, that might actually mean that you'd have to answer for something. You'd have to pick a side or pick a position and lead. And I don't think Kamala Harris wants to do that very much because she's really a machine politician and she's not a leader. And that's a terrible, horrible thing because our country needs strong leadership one way or another.
Yeah, it does. Now, there's a lot of money right now coming out of Hollywood, and it's going from some of these far-left elitists in the Hollywood movie industry pouring money into out-of-state midterm elections. Now, the names that keep surfacing here are the same. Of course, George Soros is one of them, right?
Of course, yes.
And then you've got Steven Spielberg, Mark Ruffalo, Kerry Washington, Jennifer Garner, and Rob Reiner, who's been up to his eyeballs in a lot of stuff.
Well, that's right. And so what they do is they go and they make, I think, the maximum amount of contribution.
$2,900 for the race and $2,500 for the party or something like that.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's really something too, because, you know, then they're going way outside where they live in the country and going to other people's backyards and trying to affect a change like that. Unfortunately, Captain, though, it's more of the same. It's more of the same kind of thing, far left ideologies, you know, and but people are, they're too smart for this kind of stuff now. I mean, they see what's happening. And a lot of that, again, is based on the messaging factor. Somehow, you know, the money's going to be there and they'll have these TV spots or whatever and however they're going to campaign, and we're going to make people think a certain way. But people, they've opened their eyes, or actually I should say all they have to do is open their eyes, and they have, and they've seen what's happening in their own communities. And I don't know how much messaging is going to fix all that for the Democrats.
Well, George Gascon, out there in Los Angeles County, has received a bunch of money from Soros and company in the past, and he's getting more money now. And I actually think that there's some sort of campaign going on also with they're trying to bring the minorities into the mix. And I saw one of their commercials on Fox, and it didn't impress me at all.
Well, certainly the whole thing with Gascon is an object lesson, and we've seen to some degree similar things like we were talking about in New York. But Gascon is so far out you can't get a radar fix on him, and it's so anti-law and order, anti-protecting the innocent and the public. And, you know, Captain, it's just so unfortunate, because the worse and worse it gets, the more the people just lose faith in the system, in the legal system. And because somehow law and order is now, that's a racist problem, or whatever it is, whatever it might be. And it's simply designed to continue destabilization. But people of all races, colors, and creeds, everybody is suffering in some way, shape, or form, because we're throwing common sense out the window when it comes to protecting the innocent.
Well, sure we are. And it's not going to get any better if we keep doing the same old, getting the same results. That's the definition of insanity.
Well, it really is. And when you continue to see that, you know, to some degree, too, throughout the pandemic and as a result of the isolation and all the stress, there's no doubt that people have been under all kinds of stress for the last 2 years, but you've seen, especially in the criminal element, they don't care anymore. There's some switch that got thrown that said, we can do whatever we want, and we're going to attack people in numbers, and we'll get their watch. This happened, I think, up in Venice a couple of days ago. Somebody was targeted because they had a flashy watch, and several people came up, and I think someone was shot, too, and as a result of this, they went to the hospital. But over a watch, and something's gone wrong where the switch has been thrown.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Friday, weekend coming up. I hope that you certainly are going to have an opportunity to enjoy a good weekend with your family and whatnot. And don't forget, it's Super Bowl Sunday coming up on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. And that is going to be rather interesting. All right, hold on. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Canadian protest over vaccine mandates has once again closed a major bridge, and supply chain problems are disrupting production at some major car manufacturers in Canada and the U.S. The vaccine mandate protest has closed border crossings in three provinces, bordering Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana. In Detroit, the Ambassador Bridge remains closed for a fourth day. That cuts off a major portion of trade between the two countries. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer demanded the Canadian government open the bridge back up.
They got to clear the path so that commerce can flow, or a lot of people are going to be unemployed.
GM, Ford, and Toyota are just a few of the automakers that are forced to slow production at several plants due to a lack of parts from the logjam. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnights from 2 to 6 on AM.
All righty. That is our friendly police sergeant up there in Atlanta who chimed in when we had all the problems going on up there. And always happy to play him and remind everybody. And I hope he's doing well. He may have retired for all I know, because we haven't heard from them in quite a while. But this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Yep, that's MyPillow.com. You can go on over there, and over the weekend they're going to have another ridiculously crazy sale where they got a whole bunch of things marked down again. Now, you'll find them on the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. And you can go over there and get the insanely low prices. You need a promo code. The promo code will always be Captain, the word Captain. So use that promo code, Captain. And if you want to talk to a real live person instead of working off the computer, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code is always going to be Captain, and go over to the Radio Listener Specials page. They got a bunch of great, great, great things on special. Save a bunch of money over there. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I would like to hear from our police officer friend again, because, again, we do support the police here and the truckers and the firefighters and EMS and all that, and we're serious when we say that. And we like to hear from them.
Well, of course we do. And, you know, Captain, I can't imagine the amount of bravery that we see day to day with our police officers across the country. And, of course, the firefighters, the first responders, especially in this day and age, when just not all that long ago, there was a fire captain in Stockton who was shot to death.
But yeah.
He was putting out a dumpster fire. And, I mean, this is, you know, you're in the line of fire now. I mean, this is really, really getting out of hand.
Yeah, and it's not the first time that people have fired on firefighters either. It's happened
right
before, and it's usually in the big cities.
Yeah, and so, but like you say, Captain, you know, we can't emphasize that enough, how much we support our police and firefighters and first responders.
Yep. Now, Senator Cruz has said 12 major U.S. cities have now set new homicide rate records in 2021, and every single one of them is run by a Democratic mayor.
You know, it's becoming, you know, the proof's in the pudding, isn't it, Captain?
Sure.
That's really something. I mean, to think that we have that many homicides that are just skyrocketing, and it's no coincidence because of the defund the police movement, not only just actual defunding, but also it is, in fact, again, the soft-on-crime policies, which didn't Jen Psaki sort of laugh about that thing the other day, basically?
Yeah.
You know, the consequences of soft-on-crime. It's that, but it's the demonization of authority, of the police and so forth. And as we were talking about before, people just have some, you know, these criminal elements, they just believe they've taken a holiday now. They're moving forward.
Yep, you're right. And let's go to the telephone line here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Laredo truck driver out of Georgia up here.
Howdy.
This is the thing about these people wanting to shoot the cops, fire, and all this crazy council stuff and all that. Yeah, there's a real simple solution to that. If you don't love America, get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to get together and say, look, we ain't got the money to buy an airplane ticket or whatever,
we'll help them.
I guarantee there's people in this country that will give them the money to get out of here.
We'll help them. We'll even take them to the airport and load them on a plane.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, God bless you, brother. We appreciate everything y'all are doing. I hope y'all both have a great, great day and a great weekend.
Amen, brother. Okay. You take care. Okay, Laredo, our truck driver friend up there in Georgia.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate what he's talking about. You know, and you know, Captain, the other day, AOC, she made a comment that she thought that capitalism was just, you know, not a viable, it wasn't a redeemable system, is what she said. It's not redeemable.
Yeah.
And to that I say, you know, just along these same lines, well, then go somewhere where it's not a capitalist system and then see how good things are, quote unquote, and see how quickly you want to come back to the United States of America. But don't sit around telling us how it's a failed system, et cetera, because that's just not the way it is.
Well, here's something that was brought up yesterday again by Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who happens to be a doctor. He said that natural immunity is now being recognized by the CDC, but it's 2 years too late. Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. You know what else they were really late about, at least in the government and the media and so forth, and that is, what does a mask do? And can you just wear a bandana, or do you need a surgical, you know, quality mask?
All right.
And all of a sudden, just recently, right? Oh, no, you got to have the N95 masks. I mean, don't put a bandana.
All right. Hold that thought. Backgammon Bob's on the line. Okay there, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yeah, one solution, I think, to a lot of these shootings, what they need to do in New York City
and that is stop and frisk.
That's right.
A lot of these people.
That's right.
And the other thing that you do is got to get the good guns on the street. In other words, you get people that could qualify for a concealed carry permit.
Correct.
Check them out. Put some guns in the hands of the people. That way the people run around the street ready to attack somebody or whatever. And they're gambling when they go after somebody.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, by the way, Kyle, those are two things that the new mayor wants to do in New York. He wants to bring back the stop and frisk to try to eliminate these guns that are being hidden on the person's body, if you will, and also the other part where we make sure that the people that are qualified and eligible that can have a gun, like the shop owners and whatnot, who are the ones getting robbed, have the gun.
Well, that's right. It's the basic principle of deterrence. You know, you got to think twice. Am I going to go in there and try to rob somebody when they probably have a gun and will defend themselves? You know, that's a big deal, deterrence.
Well, we used to see signs around. Owner is armed. Think about it, or something like that. There'd be those kind of signs would be in the windows of some of the stores around the countryside, the convenience stores and whatnot.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, it's there's a misnomer, at least the left tries to twist it into believing that if shop owners or others that can defend themselves, that somehow creates a lot of violence in a lawless society. Well, that's actually the twisting of it. What the reality would be is that you have criminal elements from whatever walk of life they come from, whatever background they come from. If they think they can get away with it, they'll come in and do something violent against you. If you make them think twice, that's where we continue to maintain order in our society so that decent, innocent people can go about their lives and go to the store and put gas in their car and walk down the street. I mean, these things are becoming what, you know, risky these days?
Well, in some areas.
Yeah.
Right out there by you, for example.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, it was schoolgirls, children, who were being accosted on their way to high school for jewelry or cell phones. This was happening up in, not Chatsworth, but I'm trying to think exactly where it was. It was a little bit north of L.A. And this is a really big problem. You know, you can't walk to school now.
Is it legal for them to carry, like, the little personal tear gas?
I'd have to check on that. It may be. But again, you know, if you're walking to school and suddenly three or four adults come up on you and you're walking with your friend to school and they take your property, you know, that's pretty scary. And that's broad daylight, by the way, too. It's not some alley somewhere. This is just people walking down the street.
Yeah, well, I get that, and unfortunately, it's a shame. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hang on there. All right, folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and don't forget, we're going to go up north, and we're going to take a look at the weather. We do have a winter storm warning for one part of the country tonight, and we do have snow across the upper Midwest all the way over to Lake Huron, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan. Snowing in Michigan right now. Wow. All right. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
shall sing. The Isley Brothers, 1969. Remember that one, Kyle? I do.
Well, that's right. Yeah, 1969. It was off an album called It's Our Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like the It's Your Thing better. Okay. You take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, folks, out west tonight up in the state of Montana, we've got some winter weather advisories to tell you about. Certainly, if you're coming up I-90 out of Wyoming, because that winter weather advisory is dipping down into Wyoming as well, down towards Buffalo. But if you're over in Montana near a place called Brodus along U.S. Highway 212, you definitely have that same winter weather advisory as you're heading over towards South Dakota, for example. Also, along I-90, pretty much about halfway between Billings and Bozeman, that winter weather advisory also is going to be there along the interstate. Dense fog advisory along Interstate 86. This is going to be east of Twin Falls, and then the pick up onto the 15. As you head up towards Idaho Falls, you got a dense fog advisory going on there. High wind warnings down near Cheyenne and Laramie. And as you head out west of I-80 towards Elk Mountain, you still got a high wind warning there. Excessive heat warning in the Southern California area if you're traveling through there. So be careful out there.
Okay, North Dakota, South Dakota, most of the state got some winds blowing along, some unsettled weather conditions. Another Alberta clipper coming across with snow. However, if you're going up and down the Red River Valley from Fargo northbound on up to Minot, you have got a winter storm warning. So that's going to get a little interesting driving up that way if you're going up to grab you a load of French fries or a load of potatoes. Now, the northern part of Minnesota, you've got general snow coming down right now, and that, again, is part of the Alberta Clipper, anywhere from 1 to 3, 3 to 5 in some areas over in Wisconsin. And in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we do have snow. We do have wind. Lake Superior, Lake Huron, you're involved in this with the snow that's now falling on the western side of the regular peninsula, the lower peninsula of Michigan, coming off Lake Michigan. And it looks like as if Traverse City, you're going to have some snow pretty much for several hours. I don't think it'll be going anywhere for a while. The eastern side of Michigan, over there, right there around Lake Erie, around our affiliate there, WMIC, AM 660. You got some unsettled weather there. You got snow to the north of you. You might have some snow in your area before everything is said and done with. We do have some snow right now in the lee shore of Lake Erie that just popped up south of Buffalo around Dundee and then up into upper New York. The snow has lit off a little bit. It's more isolated now along I-81 up there from about Sandy Creek to Watertown, New York. Now, we do have some unsettled weather conditions all the way down the coastline from right there in Nova Scotia and Maine on down to Cape Cod, around Cape Cod, down to Long Island, down to New York, down to Jersey. You got some wind blowing along the Jersey Shore, Maryland, Delaware, down there into Virginia. We got a little bit of activity tonight as well on the Gulf side of Florida, as well as over into New Orleans. We did have some fog that was developing. The fog seems to be going away right now, and we do have some light areas of fog over from Galveston all the way down to McAllen, Texas. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And don't forget, everybody, that Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And stop on in there. They're open 24/7. Stop on in there, grab a cup of their coffee, or grab one of their great sandwiches, or grab some of their donuts. They make donuts in there, too. So there you go. And the bigger Flying J's could very easily have a Dunkin' Donuts in there. So there you go. All right, over to the telephone line, and Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on in Truckerland tonight with the Freedom Convoy?
Well, it appears to be having some success.
Yes.
Because we have several parts of Canada that have lifted their mandates.
Yep.
So it's also beginning to affect the supply chain in the United States, because we have a couple of car manufacturers that have had to suspend production operations because they can't get parts.
Yep. Yep. Uh-huh. And there's more than one port of entry being affected. It's not just up there at Windsor. The port Huron, correct. Port Huron is being affected. And they were also protesting up there coming down out of British Columbia. And there's a report, don't know how true it is, there's a report that they could be in the area of the Super Bowl this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not convinced of that one, although I've seen that chatter. But interestingly enough, we've got several other pockets of places across the globe that kind of like this idea, and they're beginning to do much the same thing with their truckers.
Yeah. New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they had a problem there. Yeah.
I think a couple of places in Europe.
I think France was one of them, but New Zealand, they actually, the police clamped down and made some arrests, and one woman was shown being dragged by her hair down the street out of a truck.
Well, you know, I don't know how many of you have seen the video where the police in Canada were virtually taking wood out of the stacks of firewood that people have donated.
Yep.
And taking it away, as well as cans of gasoline. So the police are virtually stealing the gasoline that somebody else paid for.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah. And they said they were able to do that under some sort of protest for, I don't know, something to do with a protest law or something. But I have my doubts. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ears, so hold that thought. Folks, Denise Simon and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this here program. And we, the people, are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Captain Orr with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.